The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of the baby Jesus in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Maria Valtorta writes, I see a couple of people departing from a very modest house. A very young mother comes down an outside staircase, holding in her arms a child enveloped in a white cloth. I recognize our mother. She is always the same, pale and blonde, agile and so kind in her behavior. She is dressed in white, with pale blue mantle and a white veil on her head. She is carrying her child so carefully. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Joseph is waiting for her at the foot of the steps with a little grey donkey. Joseph is dressed entirely in light brown. He smiles at Mary, and when she arrives near the little donkey, he places the animal's bridle on his left arm and holds for a moment the child, who is sleeping peacefully. This allows Mary to sit more comfortably on the donkey's saddle. He then hands Jesus back to her, and they set out. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I then see some houses and the walls around a town. They go in through a gate and start walking on the pavement, which is all broken up and very irregular. Progress is now much more difficult, both because the traffic often causes the donkey to stop, and because the holes where the stones are missing make the poor animal jerk continuously, disturbing Mary and the child. They meet other people who are on foot, riding donkeys, or leading loaded donkeys, and there is a crowd following a cumbersome camel caravan. At a certain moment, a patrol of Roman legionaries passes by, and a great noise of hoofs and arms. They disappear beyond an arch built across the narrow, stony road. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Joseph turns left along a wider and more pleasant road. I can see the embattled town walls at the end of the street. Mary dismounts from the little donkey near a gate where there is a stall for other donkeys. There are also some poles with rings to which the animals are tied. Joseph gives some coins to a little man who has gone up to him. He buys some hay and draws a pail of water from a rustic well in the corner. He feeds the donkey, then joins Mary, and they both enter the enclosure of the temple. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
At first they turn their steps towards an arcade where the merchants are. Joseph buys two little white pigeons. He does not change any money, obviously he has what is required. They then make for a side door above eight steps, as all the other doors seem to be, because the centre of the temple is raised above the surrounding ground. This door opens into a great hall, like the doors of our houses in towns. Only this one is larger and more ornate. In the hall, on the right and on the left, are two kinds of altars. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A priest approaches them. I do not know whether he was called by Joseph or whether he came of his own accord. Mary offers her two little pigeons, and since I know their fate, I turn my eyes elsewhere. I am watching the decorations on the very heavy portal on the ceiling and around the hall. But I get the impression, by a side glance, that the priest sprays Mary with some water. It must be water, because I do not see any stains on her dress. Then Mary, who had given the priest a handful of coins, together with the two pigeons, goes into the real temple in the company of the priest. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I am watching everything. It is a most ornate place. Sculptured angels' heads, palms and decorations adorn the columns, walls and ceiling. Light comes in through strange, long, narrow windows, obviously without panes, which are built diagonally to the walls. I suppose the idea is to keep the rain out. Mary moves forward to a certain point. She then stops. A few metres from her there are more steps. At the top of these, there is a kind of altar beyond which there is another construction. I now realise that what I thought was the temple is instead the part surrounding the real temple, the holy, beyond which no one can proceed, apparently, except the priests. It is but an enclosed vestibule which encircles the temple, in which the tabernacle is enclosed on three of its sides. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary offers the child, who has woken up, and is turning his innocent eyes towards the priest, with the astonished look of infants a few days old. The priest takes him in his arms and raises him, with arms fully stretched out, towards the temple, standing against a kind of altar placed on top of the steps. The ceremony is over, the child is handed back to his mother, and the priest goes away. There is a group of onlookers, amongst them a little old man, bent with age and limping, makes his way, leaning on a stick. He must be very old, I would say over 80. He goes near Mary and asks her to give him the child for a moment. Mary satisfies him, smiling. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Simeon appears to be a simple believer, at least according to his garments. He takes the child and kisses him. Jesus smiles at Simeon with the typical smile of sucklings. He seems to watch him inquisitively because the old man is crying and laughing at the same time. His tears form a sparkling embroidery running along his wrinkles and falling like beads on his long white beard. I hear the words of the holy old man, and I see the astonished gaze of Joseph, the deeply moved look of Mary, and the glances of the little crowd, partly surprised and moved, and partly laughing at the words of the old man. Amongst the latter there are some bearded members of the Sanhedrin, who shake their heads and give Simeon an ironic, pitying look. They must think he is a simpleton. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary's smile fades into paleness when Simeon mentions sorrow. Although she knows that word pierces her soul, she goes closer to Joseph to be comforted. She presses her child to her breast passionately, and like a thirsty soul, she takes in the words of Anna of Phanuel, who, being a woman, has mercy on her suffering, and promises her that the Eternal Father will soothe the hour of sorrow with a supernatural strength. Anna says, "Woman, he who gave a Saviour to his people will not lack the power to send his angel to console your tears. The great women of Israel never lacked the help of the Lord, and you are far greater. Our God will give you a heart of the most pure gold to withstand the storm of sorrow. In this way, you will be the greatest woman in creation, the mother. And you, child, remember me in the hour of your mission. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.